Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, I mentioned the Chicago Bears because in the studio right now, we have a multi-talented, and I do mean multi-talented person. So as you go online, for all of you that are in social media, or really go anywhere and look at pictures of pets being adopted, what matters today are those images of the pets that help to sell the pets. So animal shelters all over the world, really, bring in photographers to take pictures of those pets. They put the pictures online. And we have one of the most amazing photographers in the studio, Josh Feeney, who also works for Comcast, taking pictures at Chicago Bear games. That's quite a variety of stuff you do there, Josh.
Yes, it is. Thanks for having me on,
first of all.
Yeah, it is a lot of stuff. And thanks for having me on, first of all.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. And also a contributor to this book, which we'll talk about. Beautiful images, by the way. And this book isn't a book. I've heard of coffee table books. This is more like a coffee table. The book is called A Rough Road Home, The Court Case Dogs of Chicago. I want to talk about those pictures. Did I set it up right? I mean, it really is important now to take pictures of the dogs and cats that come into, in your case, you do this for the Chicago Municipal Facility, Animal Care and Control, and you do it as a volunteer, and you take pictures of these dogs, and I'll tell you, Josh, you help sell the dogs.
Thank you. Yes, to your point, it is very important to get good photos of the dogs and cats and really any animal that comes into a shelter, and the reason being is because, at least at Chicago Animal Care and Control, which is a shelter, when the animals come in, they're given a photo up front with whoever works there out of their camera phone or some little point and shoot.
And they're kind of like mugshots.
They're kind of like mugshots, exactly. The photos are dark. They're grainy. The animals are coming in. They look scared. There's a whole bunch of people around them. So, you know, as I've said before, you really can't judge a book by its cover. You can't judge a book coming or a dog coming in rather from that shot. So I like to take them outside and get fun shots.
And you do. You throw a frisbee disc into the air and you see pictures and you capture these moments of dogs catching the disc. And we all know that dogs smile. Absolutely.
Yeah. When I take a dog out of the cage, you know, the first thing I want to do is get outside and let it exercise, let it play. That's kind of when the true personality comes out. I'm not really the guy who's going to take a dog outside and tell it to sit and all that kind of stuff. I really like action photos. I really like kind of what I refer to as like real life photos. Forget the camera in my hand for a minute. This is what I'm doing with a dog, whether or not I have a camera in my hand or not. I just want to play with a dog. I want it to have fun. And then in those moments, I want to try to capture some of those so we can try to publish those photos because those are what people are going to see.
Our telephone number, 312-981-7200. Text us at that same number, 312-981-7200. We already have a text, and this is exactly what has been promoted at the radio station. You know, people read the promotion of what's going to be on various programs. And we said we're going to help you take pictures of your pets for the holidays. And that's what I want to ask you about. So increasingly, for those that still send out cards, all three of you that still do that, two of the three cards have pictures of the pets included. And even if you don't have a pet in your household, you borrow somebody's pet. You want to have a pet in your holiday card, it seems. But how do you get that perfect picture?
You know, if you have a pet, then obviously you want it to be part of your family photo because it is part of your family. You know, and there's a saying in photography that pets and kids are the two hardest things to photograph. Well, guess what? If you have them both, they're both going to be in your photo, and it's twice as hard.
I mean, it is a hard thing to photograph.
And the reality is there's no magic answer to that question. Like anything you do in life, you have to practice at it. You're either going to hire someone who knows what they're doing, or you're going to try it on your own and maybe get mediocre results depending what you know.
Well, that's not bad with digital photography. Yeah. You can try it and try it and try it, and you just need one shot out of the 3,000 you took.
There's a lot more to photographing dogs and cats than just knowing how to operate a camera. There's a lot about getting an animal's attention, just like a kid. You know, you can tell a kid to sit still or it's not going to happen. You have to kind of, you know, put something in their hands to play with to keep them occupied or have someone get their attention. So there's a little more to it than just being able to operate a camera. So it's, you know, I'm I've learned a lot in the last several years of doing this, but I am by no means Mr. Know-It-All. I learned something
more. Oh, you're pretty good.
There's
do you have to get that? So here's what I've heard. Get down to the animal's level.
Perspective is everything in photography, whether it's pets, whether it's wildlife, whether it's sports, whether it's all perspective. You see a lot of photos out there, and I'm not knocking anyone who does this because I do this sometimes, but I'm not typically the guy who's standing, you know, I'm 6'1". I'm not standing way above the animal looking down because that just kind of makes the animal look small. With rare exception, I like to kind of be at eye level of anything I'm photographing. Dogs is no exception. So whether that is me laying on the ground, somehow I have the camera at their level. And that just gives them a greater sense of being in my perception. And so it also, I think it just makes them more comfortable with me. Because I'm at their level. I'm relating to them on some. I can play with them at that level. I'm not this big, giant being hovering over them. And if you know anything about dogs, especially a dog that may be a little shy, is if you come up and hover over them, they're likely to regress back into their scared sense.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, before I even, when I take a dog out of the cage, and we, luckily at Animal Care and Control, we have these big enclosures outside that we're allowed to take them off leash, which is great. I know a lot of places don't have that. So I definitely have that to my benefit. But yes, I'm carrying my camera. But before I even start taking pictures of dogs, the first thing I always do is go out in the center of the lot and I just sit down and I see how the dog's going to respond to me. Sometimes they're scared. Sometimes they kind of want to do this perimeter check and see where they're at and then come over to me. Sometimes they want to run right away. But the first thing I do is kind of sit down and let them come up to me and just, you know, it's no different than meeting a person for the first time. You're not just going to run up to somebody and you're going to introduce yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of introducing myself to the animal. Then once they're comfortable with me, then it's go time.
Okay, so that's what you do for animal control. But how about those of us that know our animals, you know? Obviously, we don't have to get to know them. Mm-hmm. We live with them every day. But they don't necessarily smile on cue or do what we want on cue. How does that happen?
Well, I mean, it's a little easier if you know your dog. The problem I think a lot of people have with taking dog photos, and especially at the holiday events that I've seen, is that everyone kind of does the same thing. They have a photographer who's trying to take the picture, and you have mom and dad or multiple people behind you making noises and yelling, and I'm not a fan of that, only because I'm used to doing things one-on-one, but also the dog is typically a little bit nervous to begin with you having them sit and look at the camera. So when you have multiple people making noises, I think it's just kind of sensory overload for the dog. So what I like to do is, you know, again, I'm usually camera in one hand, treat in the other. I'm typically talking, you know, very slowly, very softly to the dog. I don't want this very heightened state of arousal that a lot of people get their dogs in. Because I know I see a lot of Christmas cards and holiday cards. They have these, you know, the dog has this look on its face, and I'm just not the biggest proponent of doing that type of look. I kind of like something a little more natural. But, you know, everyone develops their style.
So the $4 million question, which we'll answer when we come back, what about cats? And Josh Feeney will answer. We'll also talk about the book, A Rough Road Home, The Court Case Dogs of Chicago. Well, we try to answer your questions the best we can on WGN. At least we try to do the best we can. Pet photographer Josh Feeney is here. He also takes pictures for Comcast of the Chicago Bears. Would like to talk to you about that at some point before we end here, Josh. But what people want to know, and I don't know that we can do this. I am not sure there's an answer. How do you get the cat cats to participate in that family photo? All right, what do you think?
Cats are a whole other animal, literally. So I do photograph about 100 cats a week with another volunteer at the shelter. And because it's inside the facility, the dark room, cats don't really like to hold still too much. You know, it's just a different thing. I'm shooting, you know, a little bit slower, but I really have to just focus on getting the cat's attention and keeping it on me. You know, the hard thing about cats is, you know, they're in a small cage, and as soon as you open the door, they want to get out. And I do not take photos of dogs behind closed doors. So you open the door, and kind of like dogs, you're trying to keep their attention. You know, I've lately been just using a little jingle toy, something that gives the cat something to focus on. We'll buy tiny little mouse toys, just tossing something in the cage to give them something to occupy themselves, which makes them not want to jump out of the cage, really, really helps. But, you know, it's trial and error. You know, in photography, you have to shoot with a shutter speed fast enough that you don't get blur, but slow enough that you're not getting super grainy images. So
what about on telephones? So you actually use cameras.
Good luck.
Yeah, right. So what, I mean, phones have gotten really good.
Yeah.
But can they equal a camera?
You can
a good camera.
Everything in photography is about light. with the right amount of light, you can get amazing pictures with your camera phone. I mean, you've seen the billboards of Apple where they're, you know, 70 foot by 40 foot taken with an iPhone. Well, yeah, with all the right circumstances, you know, lining up, the stars align, you can get a photo. But the reality of having a camera phone in a dark room, especially with a black cat in a dark cage, go.
Yeah, not
it's
so
hard.
Easy.
You know, yeah. And sometimes I even do this sometimes on my own is I'll have my camera, which is several thousand dollars with my lens, and I'll literally take my iPhone and turn the light on just to shine it in there. You know, and you have to put everything in perspective. And what I mean by that is for me at a shelter, the photos, especially the cat photos, they only have to be so good. I mean, these cats don't have photos taking them at all. So when I say they only have to be so good is that all the cat photos I take, I send them to the people who post them on Facebook and Instagram and that, and then I delete them. So they don't have, you know, I'm not planning on printing these photos and putting them on a billboard. They're going to be on Facebook on a monitor, you know, 12 inches. So they only have to be so good. And the fact I'm taking 100 cats, I don't have all day to super duper process every image.
But I'll tell you, the images you take, dogs and cats, make a difference. I've seen it on your Facebook page or Instagram account where my gosh, you know, thank you, Josh. I've adopted a pet because of you.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to make you feel good.
It does. It does. You know, again, I think people relate to an animal when they see a happy animal. I've said this before. I'll say it again. A lot of people have this negative misconception of what shelter pets are. They think they're damaged goods. And with very, very little exception, they're not. They are there through no fault of their own. It's their human owner, for lack of a better term, that has taken them in from something in their own life going on. It's typically not something the dog has done. And if it is, every animal that comes into the shelter has a paper that basically is a relinquishment form. It says, why did they relinquish the pet? Oh, the dog barks too much. We've had people say, oh, the dog doesn't match my furniture. The dog sheds too much. You know, aside from the shedding thing, the barking, all that stuff is something that a human can train the dog to do. You know, there's just a lot that goes into that. But so, you know, people have this negative misconception of what a shelter animal is, and I really want to change that. I want my photos to reflect. I want someone to see my photos, and they don't know that that is a dog at the shelter. That could be a dog at the park. That could be your dog on your couch. That could be any environment except for the shelter.
I think you do a very good job at that. No question about that. You were just honored, in fact, for doing so. Tell me about A Rough Road Home, the Court Case Dogs of Chicago. You took the pictures for this incredible book.
I did, and the Rough Road Home book is a collaboration that we've been working on for about 2.5 years. And really what it is, you know, you have to know what a court case dog is. And so Safe Humane Chicago is a non-for-profit organization, and one of our programs is a court case dog program. And what that program is when dogs come into the shelter via the police brought them in, either they busted a dog fighting ring or they were victims of abuse, neglect, they might have been tied up in someone's backyard.
So these dogs are victims themselves.
They're victims
very
themselves.
Often. Yeah.
So they get the term court case dog because when these dogs get brought in, they're held at the city animal care and control. And a lot of times they're not yet property. So while their owner, so to speak, is going to court and trying to, you know, get custody of the dog or has drug charges or whatever, these dogs are held at the city shelter and not allowed human interaction or dog interaction. So Safe Humane is able to sometimes step in and work with these dogs and get special permission. So this book is
even permission to adopt them out.
Once they have to become city property. So that's why the person goes to court is if the person goes on trial and loses the court case, then we get custody, so to speak, of the dog. The dog gets turned over to the city of Chicago. Once that happens, then we can assess the dog and eventually, hopefully, find it a home. So this book is basically a front-to-back story of several of the dogs who were at the beginning of our court case program. So we have progressed like any organization that when we first started out, these dogs were held at the shelter for months and months, sometimes a year or two. So, and that was, you know, many years ago. And now we're at the point where it's sometimes only a couple days, a couple weeks, maybe a month at most. You know, I shouldn't have to say this, but you take any being and put it in a cage and lock the door and don't let it have any interaction, it's going to change.
Yeah, sure.
And not in a good way.
Yeah, but
so
but
we're trying to minimize that time.
You do, and it's a beautiful, beautiful book, The Rough Road Home, The Court Case Dogs of Chicago.